SNP MP has told the BBC his emails have been stolen and he fears that they will be made public. Stuart MacDonald said the hack took place in January and he believes the group responsible are linked to Russia's spy services. He spoke to our colleagues on Good Morning Scotland earlier.
The key aim of going public on this is really to raise awareness. This was a phishing campaign that was long planned and targeted against me. I know it was targeted against some others. It also, unfortunately, the hackers managed to breach the private email address of one of my staff team as well. So I would recommend to all of your listeners to read the National Cybersecurity Centre's guidance on spear phishing. These are more sophisticated than general phishing emails that I'm sure all of us have received from time to time, and ensure that you don't fall victim to it. It's a deeply unpleasant experience.
So what is this spear phishing with a PH? Fevzi Turkup is editor of GadgetDetective.com and host of the Gadget Detective podcast. Hello, Fevzi.
Hello there.
What is spear phishing?
So it's a type of cyber attack that hackers use either to steal sensitive information or install malware on the victim's computer. The way in which it differs from normal phishing, spear phishing, it kind of gives a clue in the name. They're going after a particular fish, someone who is high value to them, maybe someone in politics, as in this case, or a titan of industry, or sometimes it's a government going after journalists in their own country, but people of particular interest. And one of the things that characterises it is the amount of work that goes into a spear phishing attack, because the target has to be carefully researched. They'll look at all their social media. They'll work out who they communicate with on a normal basis. They may even ring their office and get someone, you know, in what's called a social engineering attack. You trick someone into giving away the name of the assistant or the fact that they're away until Tuesday or whatever it is. And then that information can be built into a message that's sent to the victim that makes it look very believable, because there's all sorts of information there that looks real and that you know is correct, and it appears to come from someone that you trust.
Yeah. And it's phishing with a PH, isn't it? So this is usually phishing is you get an email that must have gone to a million people and you think, I'll click on this. But this is targeted. So because it's targeted and clever, it must be pretty difficult to spot. How do you spot it?
Yeah, it is difficult. The success rate for spear phishing attacks is thought to be over 50%, whereas for normal phishing, it's less than 1%. So, you know, that tells you what you need to know. A lot of it is education. That's why it's disappointing that a member of parliament has been caught in this way, because members of parliament are coached. They have some of the best advice available to them of anyone in this country. But, you know, some of it is common sense, that even if an email appears to come from a trusted source, if it's asking you for information, or in this case, as happened with this MP, it put up a screen that looked like his email login screen. So he typed in his email address and password, but it wasn't that. And if you're asked to enter your credentials, then what you do is you don't follow links from the email that you've received. You type it into to the web browser directly, so that you know you're on Google.com or whatever it is that you need to access your email. The other thing is, it's a bit old school, pick up the phone. If you've got any doubt at all, pick up the phone and speak to the person that the email is purported to come from. And that, you know, that can actually save a lot of heartache. The last thing I'd say about this, if I may, the thing that hasn't been highlighted, they've accessed his emails. The risk is not just that they will publish the emails. I'm sure that might be very embarrassing. The risk is that with that email address, they can reset all of his other passwords and use the information gleaned to launch other spear phishing attacks against other MPs. Or I mean, he used to be the defence secretary, this chap, didn't he? You know, you can, or spokesman, you can use that to spear phish all sorts of people that he was in contact with. And that's the danger. They should be warned as well.
Okay, thank you very much indeed, Fevzi Turkup.